Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Bongani Bingwa was referencing the Health Minister, Dr. Joe Phahla's wish to kickstart a process to exempt health facilities from rolling blackouts. He shared this wish on Monday, and seemingly there could be some stumbling blocks there. The big question then becomes, what happens to private hospitals? And I'm joined now by Mandy Topkin, who's the General Manager at Netcare. Mandy, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, morning. So early in the morning, I appreciate the time.
It is very early, I'm afraid. Do you have any idea whether when Dr. Joe Phahla, the health minister, is talking about exempting health facilities from rolling blackouts, whether they include private facilities such as yours?
I think, first of all, we have to laud the health minister for actually taking the stance. It's the first time that we've actually had somebody who has personally looked at the situation in health facilities in terms of these rolling blackouts. No, I don't know when he will, but I think there are some stumbling blocks. I think not many hospitals in South Africa are on separate rings feeding only the hospital. I think what is the situation here is that you have hospitals that are on the same ring as the suburb. And if you're not on your own ring, which means you don't have your own switch on your DD board like in your house, for the geyser and for the pool and for everything else, you can't really isolate the facilities. So it is an amazing initiative, and I think it's something that needs to be looked at in terms of how do we capacitate hospitals in the future. So yeah, there may be a little stumbling block. There are a few hospitals on their own rings, and I think these are the 10 that he's stated should not be, should be exempt from load shedding. But I think other hospitals are going to not be able to get off the rolling blackout.
In the meantime, how are you affected by load shedding?
So firstly, let me say that our patients are very safe. They're probably the safest people anywhere because of what we call a dual redundancy. So the cost, the big issue here is the cost to healthcare for all of this this rolling blackout. And although we are understanding of the infrastructure problems, you must add on every single day at least 8 to 10 hours of diesel, and diesel's more expensive than electricity. And so we're all right. I think we haven't had any major incidents. We've got a good system in place. Our hospitals have what we call a dual redundancy. So we, in fact, it's actually quite amazing to see that we have dual redundancy on electricity, dual redundancy on water. We've got legally, we have to have systems in place that don't allow a lack of electricity for our patients. But our problems are the transformers that are being switched on and off, the UPSs. UPS has got a load of batteries, and you switch it on and off and on and off. We can be switching on a UPS 8 times a day, which means that the design of that piece of equipment is not made to be switched on and off. It's meant to be an emergency backup in the event you have a power outage. But we're not in the event of power outage. We are having it every single day, 3, 4, 5 times a day. I think our other problem is we're load shedding not one hospital at a time because we've got a national footprint. We are probably affecting on average between 12 and 20 hospitals at the same time.
And Mandy, we heard in our witness news. Sorry, I was just going to add there that we heard in our witness news that elective surgeries, certainly in the public health facilities, are being delayed because of load shedding. One, are you not affected in such a way? Two, I know that during COVID-19, there was certainly better collaboration between private sector and public health sector. And will you be taking on some of those elective surgeries, particularly where there's some matter of urgency that is attached to them?
Thank you. Yes, I think there's certainly still collaboration between private and public. I don't think it's gone away. I think it's just not as public as it is. I think if there are urgent elective surgeries, we've always been open to a phone call, a discussion. Most of our doctors know each other. Our CEOs know each other, our healthcare facility managers. And no, we're not affected at this stage because we've got what we call dual redundancy. So in most of our hospitals, we have up to 2 or 3 generators. So the one will back the other one up and the other one will back the other one up. So at this stage, only if one of our generators doesn't start, then we do have to stop elective surgery that's on the go, so you finish the case, and then you don't go ahead until you've actually solved the problem with the other generator. So yeah. At this stage, it's not affecting us hugely. I do understand the public sector problems related to the fact that they might only have one generator that's functioning.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear from the Health Minister, Dr. Joe Phahla, no doubt in the coming days. Mandy, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Mandy Topkin is the General Manager for Netcare, reflecting, of course, on how private hospitals are being affected by load shedding exemptions.